Country Specialista, the one and only Joan Lincoln.
Joan Lincoln!
Good morning. Good morning.
Missed that last week, didn't you? Joan Lincoln!
Sure did. Okay, so this week I want to tell you, I have had the best time in March because I got to see my grandsons a lot.
Oh, good. Okay.
And I had a couple highlights. I mean, it was just great every time I saw them, but a couple highlights. There's nothing better than when a little person wants to snuggle with you in your bed.
Oh, that's really
right?
cute.
It's a little Russell. He's like, Noni, can I sleep with you? And I said, well, of course. And so he's just this little snuggle bug. The other part was when I was with my grandsons and they had just gotten their hair cut. And they get their hair cut, you know, downstairs at the barber shop.
Right.
Underneath my, you know, second level of my store. Anyways, I'm going through the hallway and a customer of mine says, oh my gosh. Actually wasn't a customer. She didn't know me. She says, your kids are adorable.
I'm like, oh, how nice is that?
Man, made my day. I said, well, thank you, but they're my grandson. She goes, you're kidding me. So that made me think, okay, I'm going to talk about, you know, fashion tips for women over a certain age.
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm. you know, glowing at 50 or in my case, over 60, what do you do? So, Chrissy, talk to me about your makeup light.
Well, first of all, when I do wear makeup, I have a whole lighting setup that Jason did for me last year.
Oh my God,
it's
you're so spoiled.
That's lighted. Well, because I did the California closet thing, with, you know, and then I had made it a whole makeup getting ready area.
Mm-hmm, good
and
for
he
you.
Put, he ordered a mirror for me that has lights around
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's so important.
And then another small mirror that gets closer, the magnifier that also has lights.
Girl, I use magnifying glass every single morning.
The magnifying mirror?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Times like 10.
10. Nothing less. I got to see it all. Okay, so lighting is important, and most of us all have overhead lighting, which is not ideal for application for makeup. The next thing is your foundation. So as you get older, you want to make sure you're moisturizing. Mix it with your foundation, and I encourage liquid, obviously, because it's easier to mix with. You want that dewy, young, fresh look.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. I've started this new moisturizer that's like a gel.
Oh, look at you.
It feels so good.
SPF is still in it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because you
got
to make sure you protect from all that sun we're experiencing outside.
Oh yes.
Mm-hmm. And as much as this is not part of makeup, but smelling good is timeless, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You
got to
put your fragrance on, boys and girls.
Yes. And sometimes you need to change it up and pick a new fragrance. I did that, and then Jason was with me. He got two new colognes. Mm-hmm. I picked out a new fragrance. Just switch it up sometimes. Eventually, you can't even smell it anymore.
Exactly. And when you do switch it up, people are like, oh. Ooh. It's not like your scent.
Right.
But putting it on your pulse points is important. You know all the hot spots. Or do you need to be reminded?
Remind me.
Okay, behind your ears, behind your knees.
Nobody does behind their ears.
On your belly
anymore.
Button. You can spritz your hair inside your elbows. You'll thank me
Who
later.
Does that? All I do is spray it and walk into it.
No way. That's just misting your clothes. Come on. The pulse points keep it active. All right. Well, anyways, defining your features, eyebrows, eyelashes, and lips, you know, it's all about that. So please don't throw in the towel as you get a little older.
Good morning again.